From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. At least 23 people are dead in two separate bomb blasts in the Ugandan capital of Kampala. One American may be among the dead. The blasts ripped apart two restaurants just as fans had gathered to watch the final game in the World Cup. Kampala's police chief says he believes the attacks are the work of the Al-Shabaab militia from Somalia. The group has links to Al-Qaeda but has never before staged an attack outside Somalia. One of the bombs went off in an Ethiopian restaurant. Al-Shabaab considers Ethiopia to be an enemy. Spain has won the World Cup for the first time, besting the Netherlands 1-0 in South Africa. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli was in Madrid, where people flooded the streets when word came in.
It's just been an incredible party all day, even before the match started. And now, of course, it's total euphoria. Everybody's pouring through the streets, honking horns, screaming, yelling. It's been an amazing event because it has, in a sense, unified the country. It's been seen almost as a national celebration. People don't know it, but there's a lot of divisions in Spain. There's the region of Catalonia that wants independence, the Basque lands we all know about that want to separate from Spain. But in this one occasion, the team La Roja, the red one, has somehow unified the country, and Spanish flags are being flown all over the country, in Barcelona, in the Basque countries, as well in Madrid. So it's just one very big, it's an important event in Spanish history, this match. It's not just a big party.
NPR Sylvia Pajoli in Madrid. It was the biggest massacre on European soil since World War II, and 15 years later, Srebrenica is the site of the largest mass burial in Europe, as the newly identified remains of 775 victims were laid to rest there today. Terry Schultz reports on the legacy of Srebrenica.
In July 1995, Srebrenica was a UN safe zone where thousands of Bosnian Muslims had fled during the three-year war. On July 11th, Bosnian Serb forces overran Dutch peacekeepers and killed more than 7,000 men and boys in what has officially been declared an act of genocide. At the International Tribunal in The Hague, last month, two Bosnian Serb army officers were the first to be convicted of committing genocide in Srebrenica. This woman, who remained anonymous, testified about losing her two sons and husband in the massacre, bringing even the interpreter to tears.
Just imagine this youngest boy I had, those little hands of his. How could they be dead?
In March, the Serbian government condemned and apologized for Srebrenica. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Drivers are finding a slightly easier time at the fuel pump. Joby Lundberg says the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline fell by about 4 cents over the last 2 weeks to $2.73. The price of diesel is also down a bit, falling by just more than 2 cents a gallon. This is NPR News from Washington. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake has hit the north of Chile. Officials in Chile say there are no reports of damage or injuries. There are several mines in the area of where the quake hit. An official with the world's largest copper mining company, Codelco, says there was no damage to its facilities. For the first time, the UN Refugee Agency has chosen a journalist as the recipient of the prestigious Nansen Refugee Award. The UNHCR says British photojournalist Alexandra Fazina has won the prize because of her tireless dedication to uncovering and portraying the overlooked consequences of war. We have this report from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Over the last 10 years, UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says Alexandra Fazina has covered human tragedies often neglected by mainstream media in places such as Somalia, frequently without pay.
And spent weeks and months on end with people on the run, following them, and just feeling so passionate about bringing these untold stories to the rest of the world.
The Nansen Prize has been awarded since 1954 to an individual or organization for outstanding work on behalf of refugees. Fazina will receive a commemorative medal and $100,000 in prize money at a ceremony in October. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
After at times an international intense dispute, China is renewing Google's license to operate in the country. This apparently after Google has agreed not to send users in China to its Hong Kong site, bypassing Chinese censorship. The company says it has agreed not to provide what China considers to be law-breaking content. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.